And now it's time for your daily pet talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk on Monday morning with Meg, Pensacola's expert panel. And guess who's in the house? We have our beautiful ladies who are representative NAS Whiting Field. We have Jamie Coffey here, our NAS Whiting Field public affairs officer, along with Christy Mason, also NAS Whiting Field public affairs officer. So we got a lot to talk about, apparently. Lots of public affairs, yeah?
Always. How was your weekend, Meg?
It was good. I did absolutely nothing.
Ooh, that's a good
thing. Right? I
know. That is a good thing.
I hate to confess that, but a lot of times I get out and about and do all kinds of fun things. I mean, there's so much to do in Pensacola.
It is.
You could never be home in this town.
But no pressure. If you just have a quiet weekend, that is a great weekend as well.
It was great. Well, you know when you're excited about doing your laundry that's a quiet weekend.
Those are the best weekends, though.
But you know when you were just going to get up Monday and everything's done and the house is clean and you feel like you're caught up, you know?
Yeah, that's feel-good production right there.
So how about you?
So I had a pretty good weekend. Got a little bit of beach time in. So beach time is always a great thing.
Sure.
So we swap off between Pensacola Beach and Navarre Beach. So yesterday we ended up at Navarre Beach and it was wonderful. So just absolutely love doing the fun in the sun and the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And then Saturday night was a good night. It was a good UFC fight. So Dustin Poirier and Max Holloway met for the, I want to say this was like a trilogy. So I think it was the third time, you guys can correct me out there in radio land and in the community, but I believe they fought in 2013-ish, 12
or 13. I saw a bunch of people on Facebook that were going to it.
Oh, it was amazing. And then they fought in 2019, and then they fought last night, and it was great. Max won, but it was just incredible rounds, incredible fighting, incredible martial arts. And Dustin retired last night. Saturday night. So UFC paid a wonderful tribute to him and his family and his career, his fighting career, and his accomplishments within the community, because he gives back. And, you know, and that's just something that they don't talk about. Sorry, I'm getting off on UFC, but it's just...
No, it's okay.
You know, they make that money and then they turn it around and give back. And not all of them come from great backgrounds. And Dustin talked about that too. So it was just a great UFC night. It was a great fight night, of course. So,
well, good for you.
Yeah.
See, when you go to something, when you're passionate about something, it's always fun to go.
Yeah.
It's great.
So all right. We'll jump into Whiting Field. Well, one, happy birthday to us.
Yes.
NAS Whiting Field had its birthday last week. So we'll jump into that. So we're going to talk definitely some history today on Naval Air Station Whiting Field right there.
How many years?
82.
Wow.
We are celebrating our 82nd
birthday.
That's
incredible when you think about that. Gosh.
Yeah. Christy put some great Facebook messaging up, so there's some great historical content that you can find on our Facebook page. Okay, so first announcement. So we'll get into some announcements, and then I'm going to kind of officially introduce Christy, the Deputy Director of Public Affairs at NAS Whiting Field.
So big title.
Talk PAO.
Title.
Yeah, so she's been in public affairs for quite some time and on the Air Force side, and we're just so happy to have her now on the Navy side. So we'll kind of talk about that today too. Okay, so first announcement for NAS Whiting Field. I'll say it's an official announcement because we're adding the TH-73 paint scheme, but both aircraft now have new paint. So the first one, I want to mention the T-6. So you will find that on our Instagram page. So we highlighted the new paint scheme for the T-6. It's a new blue. It's honoring the history and the heritage of the Navy.
Oh, wow.
So it is just a beautiful, beautiful color. So check that out.
So that's going to be all of the T6s?
Eventually, they will all go to that blue.
Oh, how cool is that?
So we are retiring the orange and white paint scheme of our aircraft.
Oh, my goodness. I'm so used to seeing that over the years.
So that's why I wanted to mention it on the radio, because we used to say, look up for the orange and white aircraft.
Yeah.
And now you will be looking up for the blue aircraft for the T6s. And now you will be seeing gray helicopters.
Oh.
So the last handful of helicopters, of course, you know, we are receiving 130 is our total fleet aircraft to receive for the TH-73. And we are almost there in receiving the entire fleet. But the last handful will be gray. And we have received our first gray helicopter.
Does it look good? Is it like
it's
a metallic gray? Or
it's,
what kind
of, it's a gray. I mean, you know, the Navy always says, it's haze gray. Everything is haze gray in the Navy. But I'll have to ask, because this is very, very new for us, and ask some of the bosses out at Training Air Wing 5 and the PAO for Training Air Wing 5. So just kind of an interesting transition for our aircraft.
Yeah.
And then what will happen is it's going to happen pretty slow. So the orange and white will still, so if they were freshly painted, the paint will last for years and years. And then as the paint fades and they're up for their fresh paint, they'll receive the new paint.
Interesting. Okay.
So that's kind of cool. And new, so it's a new era of paint.
I can't wait to see the blue.
Yes, Whiting Field. Oh,
yeah,
it's beautiful. You got to check out our Instagram. We just had on July 11th, another winging ceremony on board. We do those about every 2 weeks. So I just wanted to mention, because we're turning out these helicopter pilots and watching their family members come out and pin wings of gold on their chest.
It's a proud moment.
It is a very proud moment. And then we had
they
guest
work
speaker,
hard for that.
Yes, they do. Oh, it's an incredible couple years of their life.
Yeah, they work hard for that.
Yeah, it's their training is amazing. NAS Pensacola commanding officer, Captain Newman, so call sign Mama-san. So Mama-san came out to be the guest speaker for that winging ceremony.
Oh, how cool.
So how awesome is that? I know, you know, Ron McCurdy mentioned last time the little friction between the competition between NAS Pensacola and Whiting Field, but I can tell you there's no competition, no friction. It is just an amazing partnership with NAS Pensacola and NAS Whiting Field.
A healthy rivalry.
It is a healthy rivalry. Well, and I think I've said this before, but I'll say it on the radio. Our commanding officer, and his call sign is Thumbs. So Captain Elkins and Captain Newman were junior officers together in training.
No kidding. So,
I think on their first operational base, or their first operational assignment, I should say. So how cool is that, that you've got two naval officers who work together and, you know, have a history there and are both now commanding officers of Whiting Field and Pensacola. So
that's wild.
This has been a wonderful, wonderful experience. So give you a little bit of MWR news, because they've got a big event coming up. This is their back to school bash. So I heard Sheriff and Andrew talking about their event for back to school. We have one too. So if you are a patron and you do have access to NAS Whiting Field, we have a back to school bash, and this year it's space themed.
Oh,
and
how cute.
It is going to be awesome. I'm not hyping it. I'm just saying it is going to be great. So games, cosmic crafts, you're going to get school supplies. There's a Sky Dome Planetarium, so it's like an immersive 360 journey that will walk you into space. It's really cool. Man, just if you're going to help and provide excitement to kids to learn and prepare to get them back in school, that is the way to do it.
Sure, get them excited. Well, I'm excited because this is the anniversary of the man landing on the moon.
Yes.
I mean, I just still to this day it makes me smile because I remember watching it as a little kid.
Oh,
so if I was a little kid and I had a space bash to go to get ready for school, I'm all in.
Yes, absolutely.
So fun.
So excited. We can't wait to see the family members and all of the kids come on out. So I'll tell you the date on that. So the Back to School Bash in Milton, Florida at NAS Whiting Field is going to be Thursday, July 24th. And that's going to start at 3 p.m. So it's going to go from 3 to 6, and it's in our big atrium.
That's right this on the Thursday.
Is it?
Yes, this Thursday.
Absolutely.
Okay, and what was the time again? I'm sorry?
So that's from 3 to 6.
Okay,
from 3 to 6. And that's at NAS Whiting Field at the atrium. Okay. So come to the big building there.
Okay, well, we're going to take a quick break. We've got more to tell you about, so don't go away. I'm here with Jamie and Christy from NAS Whiting Field, and we'll be back in just a couple minutes. Welcome back to Pep Talk, talking with our friends from NAS Whiting Field. So much to talk about. I'm just turning it back over to you guys.
So we're going to jump into birthday stuff.
And yay.
I should say birthday stuff. It's really history, the rich history of Naval Air Station Whiting Field. So I'm going to read you a little excerpt from one of our trifolds on the history of Whiting Field. So Naval Air Station Whiting Field celebrated its 82nd year of continuous operation. And in 1943, Whiting Field was established to fulfill the need for training pilots during World War II.
Wow.
On July 1, 1943, Squadron 3B, we say 3 Bravo, moved from Naval Auxiliary Air Station, Sawfley Field, to begin operations at Whiting Field. And we were originally Naval Auxiliary Air Station before we became Naval Air Station as well. So the commissioning ceremony for Naval Auxiliary Air Station Whiting Field was held on July 16th, 1943. Again, happy birthday to us.
Yes.
Rear Admiral George D. Murray, Commandant of the Naval Air Training Center, welcomed some 1,500 people and introduced Miss Kenneth Whiting, the widow of Naval hero Captain Kenneth Whiting, for whom the station was named. The commissioning of Whiting Field took place at a crucial time in American history, only 6 days before commissioning the invasion of Sicily had occurred. Mm. So I want to talk a little bit about the POW camp.
Mm-hmm.
So again, just rich in history between home of the Blue Angels for a little bit, training Air Wing 5, POW camps, waves. So we have a little bit of everything at NAS Whiting Field. So on July 12th, 1945, Detachment 3, 1470 SCU was established. Detachment 3, a prisoner of war camp from German soldiers, was operated through the efforts and cooperation of naval authorities at NAS Pensacola and Army authorities at Camp Rucker, Alabama. So I'm going to jump over to the home of Blue Angels. During 1949 and 1950, the famed Naval Precision Flying Team, the Blue Angels, made their home at Whiting Field, and the Navy's first jet training unit, JTU-1, was commissioned. The outbreak of the Korean War in 1950 caused the stay of the Blue Angels and JTU-1 at Whiting Field to be short-lived, as the Blue Angels were ordered to disband and go into combat.
Wow.
And then January 1972, as a result of a major reorganization from the Naval Air Training Command, Whiting became home to training Air Wing 5, consisting of Tray Wing 5 staff, 3 primary training squadrons, and support personnel attached to Whiting Field. So, and then later in 1972, Helicopter Training Unit 8 joined Tray Wing 5. So that's just a little history on NAS Whiting Field.
That is incredible. Because I don't know that much about NAS Whiting. So I love hearing all of this.
Absolutely.
Fascinating.
It's great. It's okay. So before I jump into Christy, because I kind of want to introduce Christy, I'm going to share a little bit from a book. And I think I've actually mentioned it. So there's a great book on Kenneth Whiting. So if you're a history buff and you're here, you got to check this book out. It's by a gentleman by the name of Felix Haynes. So Felix Haynes wrote the book, and it's the name of the book. You can find it on Amazon, Kenneth Whiting, Remembering a Forgotten Hero of Naval Aviation and Submarines. So
wow.
He deep dives into the history of Kenneth Whiting, everything from his family and how he became an aviator and how he trained with Orville Wright.
Mm-hmm.
So let me read something super fast, and I'll try to be fast when I read it. So with Orville Wright as his instructor after a physical, Whiting reported on June 29th, 1914 to the Wright Flying School in Dayton, Ohio for flight instruction.
Yeah. Wow, Orville Wright.
Yeah, this is just insane.
Oh my gosh.
So Wright wasted no time in beginning Whiting's pilot training. Huffman Prairie was an 84-acre rough cow pasture. So before a pilot could take off, the cows had to be shooed out of the way. For their license, they were required to take off reach an altitude of 100 feet, do a figure eight around the field, stay up for 5 minutes, and land safely. On August 6, 1914, Whiting was designated Naval Aviator Number 16. He was the last naval officer taught to fly at Orville Wright School. So to Whiting, flying was just something else he did well, easily, like swimming or sailing. So I just kind of wanted to read that. And then I'm going to skip ahead real quick. In September 1914, Whiting completed Orville Wright's course of flight instruction. He was ordered to the still small Pensacola Naval Aeronautics Station and designated as senior officer present, SOP. On November 23rd, 1914, he was instructed to establish a flying school, which was the beginning of NAS Pensacola, and to take over all government property from the present custodian, which was the U.S. Marines.
Wow.
All government property consisted of a few sets of quarters, some officer buildings, and lots of weeds. Being senior, Whiting relieved Lieutenant Junior Grade Goffrey de Corsalis, I might be saying that wrong, Cavalier, nicknamed Chevy Darp. So USNA 1910 and Naval Aviator Number 7.
Wow.
So there's just so, and this goes on to talk about U.S. Navy's Pensacola Navy Yard and the ship operating base. And just, yeah, this is all in the book. So if you have an interest in naval aviation and the history, that's right here in your backyard. This is a great book. So again, Kenneth Whiting, Remembering a Forgotten Hero of Naval Aviation and Submarines. And it's by a guy named Felix Haynes. So we've met a couple of times, and he's been out to the base. So and visiting. So it's just been a wonderful experience to have that resource and learn about Kenneth Whiting and why he was bad to the bone.
I love it because I never knew. I don't know anything about him. So that's just fascinating to me.
Super cool. So happy birthday to us and our 82 years in operation. So,
Yeah,
been really fun. So Christy put up some highlights too and some great social content. So
all right, well, we're going to come back to Christy right after the break. Okay. This is Pensacola Expert Panel. If you have a question, 850-437-1620. We'll be right back. This is the Pensacola Expert Panel, and we have the experts about NAS Whiting Field in the house right now. So, Christy, you are joining us this morning.
Yes.
Is this your first time on the radio?
It is, yep.
Yay! Welcome. You sound good.
Thank you.
Okay, so what have you got for us?
So, Christy has been with us since
March-ish,
3 months, I want to say. So we'll say she's not new anymore, but we'll say new-ish.
New-ish. Initiated.
Yeah, that's correct. To be dangerous, but
Okay.
So she comes from the Air Force world, so I'll kind of let you, Christy, kind of jump in. Will you kind of give us kind of a rundown of, because you've done public affairs work your whole career, is that right?
Well, I was actually a videographer, broadcast journalist.
Okay.
So pre-public affairs, because it was completely different. It was under communications back in the day. So, so about 15 years probably. I've between my military and civilian time, because I was in the Air National Guard, I've done about 26 years with the Air Force.
Good for you.
So,
wow.
I mean, I'm not a day over 29, so I don't know.
Me
you know,
either.
That math isn't mathing, but you know.
I'm with you. I'm also 29.
Right.
So I was born and raised in Montana, and when I graduated high school, I had no idea what I wanted to do with my life, with like a lot of people.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I'll just join the Air National Guard and see where that takes me. And I loved it. I was, a videographer turned broadcast journalist turned public affairs. So
okay.
And
for the Air
job.
Force?
For the Air Force, Air National Guard.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it was a really tough gig, right? Following my unit around to shoot video and photos, like, oh, we got to go to Italy this time. Oh, darn it. Twist my arm. So, some great experiences with the Air National Guard. And I did retire a few years ago, but still worked as a civilian in the public affairs arena.
Right.
So,
and then you went back and you got a degree. And is this your first naval experience, I should say? Naval
besides
adventure?
Like just, you know, when we were deployed in like a joint environment very briefly. But this was my first time at a naval base. So it's been interesting learning a lot.
Yeah.
So lots of new verbiage and different acronyms. Everything's different. We can't, in the military, we can't have the same acronyms across all the branches. They have to be different.
That would make too much sense.
Right. So learning lots of new stuff. Mm-hmm. So
absolutely. Okay, so I'm going to put you on the spot. Uh-oh. Like looking back on your career when you were in the Air National Guard, and doing PAO work and covering down on events and things. Is there anything that sticks out to you that was just really fun or really cool? Did you have any, because you mentioned traveling and being able to kind of support. So the aircraft, what was the aircraft out there?
So I have supported fighter jets, so F-16s, F-15s, and C-130s, so cargoes.
Okay. I'm a Herc girl, so I'm a C-130 girl.
So I do love traveling. You know, even when we deployed, I went to Iraq, I learned so much, right? Like, yeah. Just the missions, the people. I mean, those are things that you never forget, like you meeting all these people. So that was a great experience besides, you know, the bombs coming at us and all that stuff. But I mean, honestly, it was. Yeah. It was a great trip. But I think, we're running out of time.
We're going to have you back, Christine, more.
She won't be a stranger to the radio
No.
Not at all.
Okay, so the event coming up Thursday, the Back to School Bash.
Yes,
at the base.
We are at the base at the atrium at 3 o'clock.
Okay, very good. Thank you both for being here. Always fun to hear about NAS Whiting Field and all the things that are happening there. You two are great. Welcome, Christy. You did great.
Thank you.
You sound good.
Thanks.
This is Pep Talk. We'll be back right after the news.